Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. You know, playing music on the radio was a great way, but also kind of a funny way to make a living. Worked for many rock stations with many different outlooks and bosses, and they each had their own ideas of how you should approach the on-air sound. But back in the day when we could say and play pretty much what we wanted, it was a challenge and an opportunity to be inventive, but hey, also stressful. Picture this. I have a tune with 30 or 40 seconds left on it. Remember, vinyl on turntables back then, folks. I'm in the XRT studio with 8,000 or 9,000 albums to choose from, and my hands pressed up on the walls of the albums looking for inspiration. Oh, please, frantically thinking, what am I going to follow this tune with? 25 seconds. Got to keep the theme or the mood or the energy level or the beat or the, hey, dummy. Classic overthinking of the process. You play something good, follow it with something good, and they'll like it. And you know what? Most times you did. Well, here all these many years later, I found myself doing the exact same thing for tunes. Of course, with a little more time at my disposal. But what should I play? Duh. Something good. Recently, a friend of mine had posted a Steely Dan tune on Facebook, and I thought, now there you go. But what should I play? So much to choose from. So much good stuff. So I said, why stop at one or even two? So today we're going to do Trips. Remember, no rules, just good stuff. Today, Trips from the Dan on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Was it you? Can you hear the evil crowd? The lies and the laughter. I hear my inside, the mechanized hum of another world, where no sun is shining, no red light flashing. Here in this darkness, I know what I've done. I know all at once who I am. I'm a bookkeeper's son. I don't wanna shoot no one. Well, I crossed my old man back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. Got a case of dynamite. I could hold.
Thank you.
Three from Steely Dan here on Yeah Baby Tunes, kind of near the beginning, middle, and towards the end. King of the World from their second album, Countdown to Ecstasy, Don't Take Me Alive from the Royal Scam, and Time Out of Mind from Gaucho. Now, from their very early days as the Bad Rock Group and the Leather Canary at Baird College in New York, playing cover tunes and trying to keep the beat with a guy named Chevy Chase on drums, believe it or not, to the heights of rock royalty, hey, these guys broke the mold and stole the gold with a truly unique and innovative style, magical lyrics, and, man, their own sound. They only toured for a couple of years, mostly because Donald Fagen hated it, and he was also very shy about performing in front of live audiences. Now, they did most of their magic in the studio and left us a ton of great stuff to enjoy. Rolling Stone called them the perfect musical anti-heroes for the 70s. So, who am I to argue with the Stone? I saw them in 73 at the Erie Crown Theater, or maybe it was the auditorium. Yeah, you know what they say. The memory is the second thing to go. The first, of course, your radio job. Wish I could have seen them when they were here in town doing those slew of nights at the Chicago Theater. Heard it was most impressive. If you saw any of those shows, leave us some tidbits here on the website or on Facebook, and we hope you'll keep following us on Twitter. Trips from Steely Dan. That's Yeah Baby Tunes for this time. Thanks for checking us out. I'm Mitch Michaels.